You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Folks, Mother's Day is around the corner, and let me talk to you about 1-800-Flowers. I can't wait. Every year, it's a tradition. I send stuff to my mother, my mother-in-law, and my wife because they are three amazing moms. They're better than all your moms out there. You think you have good moms? No, I have good moms in my life. I'm just kidding. This was a little harsh. I'm sure you guys all have good moms too. From your mom to the mother of your children and all the moms in between, this Mother's Day, give back to the ones that have given you everything. 1-800-Flowers helps you celebrate all amazing moms, from homemade bouquets, sweet treats, gourmet food, and one-of-a-kind gifts, ordered easily and delivered fresh. For a limited time, you can save up to 40% off Mother's Day bestsellers at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan. Don't wait. Order today and save up to 40% at 1-800-Flowers.com/Dan.
Guys, I have really exciting news.
Yeah?
What is it?
Thank you, Lucy.
I said, yeah?
Yeah, I do.
It didn't feel as helpful when Jeremy said it. No.
I kind of agree with. I don't want to be the guy.
This is right, man. This place has broken me. I'm done.
I don't want to be the guy that like piles on there, but like saying yeah is like.
No one else spoke, so I went, yeah?
Yeah, but the yeah was like, I'd rather not speak.
No, I know. You said nothing, which is not helpful at all.
But it's super helpful.
It's because I heard the yeah, and I was like, ooh, let me not say anything because let's let that kind of live for a second.
Yeah,
I was kind
of like, ouch.
Yeah.
Yep.
I thought it was fine.
Was my setup bad?
Thank you.
You could tell me, was my setup bad?
No, your setup was normal. Like, hey, we got something exciting. And then it was like, yeah?
I kind of thought it was rhetorical. I thought it was going to be, oh, we've got something exciting, and then you're just going to go right into it. I didn't feel like we needed the buffer in between.
You helped, though.
I tried to.
Because you said, what is it? And then it's like, now I can announce what's exciting.
Right.
You look like a sad boy.
This place has started to break me.
Really? Why?
Salute to sad boy.
I get bullied every day on the air, publicly.
Who bullies you?
Dan.
I don't. Do I?
No, weirdly enough, you're like one of the few people who don't, which is
I've never bullied a man in my life. What does weirdly enough mean?
I don't know if picking you up and dropping you on your tailbone is considered bullying.
Oh, yeah, that happened too. No, you know what? That's true. That did happen.
No.
It affected moving into my new home.
Well, but...
Damn, really?
That's fine. Let's move on.
That was a work thing.
Yeah?
Let's stay here.
Work related, yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't bullying, you know? Anyways... So, gang, March Sadness is down to our final matchup.
Wow.
We have the two teams that are left, and they're going to go up against each
game?
Other. This is the championship game. Wow. This is the big one.
For all the marbles?
For all the marbles, one everybody's been waiting for. By the way, March Sadness is presented by Get Your Guide. Discover over 100,000 unforgettable travel experiences in the U.S. and around the world at getyourguide.com.
I love Get Your Guide, by the way. I've used it a ton in Europe. I used it like 6 or 7 times.
Really?
Yeah. I use it to go to the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
Now he knows.
I was looking the other day to rent a boat in Miami on Get Your Guide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw you can get one of those slingshots.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the little like three-wheeled kind of cruisers. They have those on Get Your
Guide. Guess what? That's only 3 of 100,000 experiences that they have on there. Over 100,000. So imagine. Should we start listing them all?
Yeah. Went to the Colosseum in Rome.
Yeah.
On Get Your Guide.
Okay.
I went to see Michelangelo's David.
Oh, I went to Sandals with Get Your Guide.
Look at that. Look at all these things that we did. Anyways, do you want to know who the matchups are or not really? Jeremy, do you want to know who the matchups are?
Yeah.
I want to know
stop saying yeah. Just don't say yeah anymore.
Yeah. All right, so Greg Cody had a very big year. Greg Cody had his entire region. So obviously he was going to make it to the finals. But he had another team that was playing in there that didn't make the finals. But... his representation in the finals was a very confusing situation that was going on where he was watching an old video of Zaslow and then reacting to Zaslow. So here is the first participant in our championship game representing the Greg Cody region.
Marino.
Nice hat. Nice hat, Zaslow.
It's what he's most known for. It's not like I'm holding on to it.
Do you remember what Scott Mitchell looked like in that next game after Marino
got
hurt?
9-2. They were 9-2.
Amazing.
And then they lost their last 5 and missed the playoffs.
Nice
hat.
They
were 9-2. But it's Marino.
Nice hat.
And then the next time we saw Marino after Greg Cody traded him, he threw for 5 touchdowns.
Nice hat.
And he was Dan the Man on the cover of Sports Illustrated. You can't trade Marino.
Nice hat, asshole.
That gets me every time.
I predicted that would be in the championship, by the way.
I think I did too.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Salute to DraftKings.
I think it's at a 5 seed?
Do you think that I mean, it's pretty strong, but it's going up against, I think, a fan favorite.
Ooh.
I already know what this one is.
Yeah?
You gotta turn it up, though. I think it was... Yeah, there we go.
I was getting bitches left and right.
I already know.
Wow. Man.
I can't take another loss in the championship game.
I mean, really? God. You're going for pity votes here.
I can't do it. I mean,
what
I don't
if we hand Lucy another loss in a championship
that
game?
That would hurt me. I don't know. Do I get a prize for this?
No, you don't get anything.
Oh, then who cares?
Billy's still
Greg.
Waiting on his prize for Against the Spread.
Well,
if I don't get a prize, then vote for Greg.
Really?
Yeah, I want the prize. Sword.
I think that we should get people to vote for Lucy. Or wait, or do we want people to vote against you so then you lose again?
Well, if I lose again, then I can sulk. I could probably take work off. That'd be pretty
cool.
Did
you ever have like an emo phase?
Emo? Not particularly.
I wonder if a loss here could drive you into an emo phase.
Oh, my villain origin story has already started.
Really?
Yeah. Kim Mulkey did that 2 years ago.
Not Emily?
No. She didn't make me hateful.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Stop it.
Hmm.
Hmm.
Are we still going?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
No, I think we're done.
Cool.